Welcome to the Maverick Podcast, business growth tips and discussions to make you the expert in demand.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Maverick Podcast. I'm Ropper and today I'm joined by Hayley, our head of programs and events here at Maverick. Hayley, it's your first time onto the podcast.
It is.
How are you feeling?
Nervous, but I think we all need to push our boundaries. Yeah. So let's give it a go.
A little bit excited?
Tiny bit, only because I'm speaking to you.
Thanks. So kind of my little segue, I told you about this earlier before we started, segue onto our topic today. So nervous and excited is how we're both kind of feeling, I guess.
Yeah.
And that's how a lot of people are also feeling about heading back to in-person events.
Yeah.
That was my little segue. Did you like
it? I got it, Ropper.
It wasn't the best, but it's okay. So in-person events, obviously during like, you know, the pandemic, a lot of people, everyone had to stop doing in-person events.
Yeah.
Do you think that the pandemic kind of helped businesses build like resilience and innovation, you know, to going onto, what's it called? Online events.
Yeah. So, yeah, of course. So businesses had to really change up their strategy big time.
Yeah.
Us at Maverick, we had to do that as well. So predominantly we were in person, meeting, greeting, you know, seeing everybody.
Yeah.
But, you know, during the pandemic, obviously that was the first time we've experienced something that needed to change and change rapidly. So, yeah, we started hosting them online and they actually went really well.
Yeah.
So a lot of businesses, obviously I'm aware that they had to come up with some kind of other strategy to get through the pandemic because, you know, it lasted nearly 2 years. So,
exactly. You
know, it wasn't just a 1 month thing. So, yeah, it definitely helped businesses find a different way to do what they do best. And I think generally it went well.
Yeah, I think it like did build that resilience of businesses to say like, this is what's happening.
Yep.
And then instead of us just kind of stopping and not doing what we do best, we're going to find a way to still kind of keep that community and communicate with our audience and communicate with our crowd. And then other, you know, platforms like LinkedIn brought up LinkedIn events
and
things like Clubhouse as well. So like technology is forever evolving and it kind of opened up a door, I guess, to space we didn't really have before where we could communicate with such a mass audience. I mean, of course we were using social media before the pandemic hit. Yeah. But I think this opened up a new door of like how businesses in particular can still communicate with their audiences, especially B2B businesses.
Because
I think for B2C it's kind of easier for them to have that communication directly to their consumers.
Mm-hmm.
But B2B it was kind of like, oh my gosh, like we can't, you know, go network in person. I think networking causes such a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
And us at Maverick, of course, we were quite well known for our in-person events.
Yeah.
So to change up the strategy, like you were saying, and go to, you know, online was like a really, really big deal to, you know, keep in touch. So do you think there's like, how do you kind of keep in touch then, you know, with your audience and with your crowd, you know, going back now to in-person events, how do we translate that and keep in touch with our audience?
So I think it's so obviously we've had to go back to building relationships predominantly online.
Yeah.
To do that, obviously you've got the likes of Zoom, you've got Google Meet, you've got Teams. So it's still important to have a touch point with a person. You don't want to be robotic continuously, you know, you don't just want to contact someone over email or direct message. So it's still important to get that face to face of some description. And also, obviously, you just need to maintain a closer connection with your, you know, your business customers, your clients, and just ensure that because you're not seeing them face to face, that they still feel supported.
Yeah, of course.
So, yeah, we've done that really well, especially at Maverick. But it is exciting to go back to in-person events because you get so much more. I don't know how to say it, but
it's real people.
Yeah, it's real people. It's real networking. Yeah. You know, you can build relationships. You know, you can pick up on people's
body language, tone of voice, all of that kind of
stuff. Yeah, everything. So, yeah, it's been difficult, but it's something that a lot of businesses have had to do.
Do you think that, like, you know, the in-between stage of, like, you know, kind of right now, we're working back to go back onto in-person events.
Mm-hmm.
This is a kind of in-between stage. So we're doing both.
Yep.
this little back and forth that we're kind of doing, I guess, do you think there's a time where it will stop and we'll just be focused on in-person events versus online events? Or do you think there's a benefit in continuing to do both of them at kind of the same time?
So in-person events are great to get back to, as I've mentioned, but I actually think there's a very big space for a hybrid of in-person and online. Okay. You know, we've all got busy day schedules. We all work 8-9 hours a day, you know, sometimes even more. So a lot of people can't get to in-person events. So actually, the fact you can hybrid them, show them online, is actually a real bonus for some people, especially if they're working hard and they can't commute or travel. So I think a mixture of both is definitely a good way to go.
Yeah.
You can build your audience online. You know, that's not a really hard thing to do if you're targeting the right people. And they will be interested in your products, you know? So I think a mixture of both is definitely here to stay.
Yeah, I do think, I agree with what you're saying. I think there's a real benefit in having both things there and having both of them kind of as a constant in your business module and in your business plan, I guess. You know, with going to online events, you build your crowd, and we've built our crowd. We built quite a big crowd online, and people that aren't in the same country as us, or people that we may have never been able to reach before. But I guess that's the plus side of having like something really online, is that you get to reach more people. And now that, you know, we can go back to in-person events, does it mean that we should like abandon them?
Of course,
because we still have that crowd that still want to know what we're up to and still want to know, you know, still want the value that we provide for them. So I do think it is like important to have that continued like crowd and to continue engaging with those people, just because they're online. Do you think that in-person events though are like invaluable or irreplaceable, I guess, just because of the, like we said earlier, the human interaction of them, of course, and the human networking, and I guess networking, old school networking, is, you know, face-to-face, in-person meetings, that kind of thing. So do you think that they are still kind of that irreplaceable space?
Yeah I really do. So especially us at Maverick, you know, we're quite personable people. You know, we like to have a chat with people, get to know them a bit better, you know, find out their goals, their, you know, just have that conversation with people. So I think it in-person events are invaluable, but as you know, as I've said, obviously online you can reach a wider amount of people, and it's kind of ease of access, isn't it? So if you can get the same information online as you would in person, happy days.
Yeah, of course. Like with that as well, with in-person events, like I just agree with everything you've just said there. There's that, you know, you can show your personality a bit more. You're not just a character behind a screen, and you're not just like, you know, oh, that's, I've seen you on YouTube, or I've seen you wherever. You're an actual person, and you're an actual person speaking to real people.
Yeah, of course.
You know, I think it's easier to go to an in-person event sometimes than it is to be online. Just because, like we said before, the tone of voice, the body language, you can kind of tell what someone's thinking or how they're feeling when you're face-to-face with that person instead of being behind a screen and typing away.
Yeah.
Do you personally have a favourite between in-person and online events? You know, as like the head of programmes and events here at Maverick, what's your...
So favorite. I probably shouldn't say this, but I'm yet to go to an in-person event. Since I've joined Maverick, everything we've done is predominantly been online. So it's only the last kind of couple of weeks in-person events have taken place. So I'm looking forward to going to one, checking out the atmosphere, seeing what it's like, but also understand that in-person events for businesses can be quite, you know, there's cost to them, whereas setting one up online, you know, it's quick and simple. People turn up. So they're definitely invaluable, but I am looking forward to experiencing them in person again and just getting a feel for the atmosphere, because it must be great.
Yeah. See, I've only ever been to one here at Maverick.
Yeah.
And yeah, no, the vibe is very, very different from, of course, you know, when it's an online event, unless if it's a, you know, shared online event, it's only one person really doing that. Yeah. Whereas an in-person event, you know, you have a team with you.
Yeah.
You feel kind of more supported, I think. I hope so. I felt more supported.
Yeah, of course.
Than just doing something like completely kind of by myself. Mm. And I think that's a nice thing as well, because it's not just nice for the people that, you know, you're there with, you know, the people visiting the event or whatever that wherever you're hosting the visitors, it's also nice for the team. You're all on the same page. You all know what you're doing. What would you say for people that want to go back to, you know, in-person events, businesses in particular that want to go back to in-person events, who are maybe a bit wary, a bit worried, or feel like they've built their brand so big now on online spaces that they don't maybe like see the need to go to an in-person event?
So I would say do it.
Okay.
I would say give it a go. A lot of people have been stuck in their houses for the last 2 years. So personally, I would never come offline.
Yeah.
So I would continue with them. But it is going to be beneficial to get people face-to-face again.
Yeah, of course.
I think as humans, we're only naturally wanting to connect and speak with each other. Do you know what I mean? So yeah, definitely. I would definitely...
Advise it,
yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Do you have any other like tips or anything to go back to in-person events?
No, I don't. But yeah, I think it's we're getting out of the pandemic. And
this has been an eye-opener, like conversation. Yeah. It really has. Yeah, we are getting out of the pandemic and things are kind of, you know, returning back to normal.
Get back to it. That's what I say.
Exactly. And I think in the next couple of years at least, well, maybe like next year at least, 2023, I think in-person events will be kind of back to how they really used to be before, before the pandemic hit. But you know, there's, I guess, it's nice to also have that online presence and I think crowd as well.
That's gonna stay.
That is gonna stay. It's it has to stay. Yeah. With all the like social media like apps and
it's got to.
Platforms, it has to stay.
It's got
exactly.
to.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, thank you guys for watching this episode of the Maverick Podcast. If you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. And thank you, Hayley, for joining me on this episode.
Thank you, Ropa. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.